cinema experience will never be replaced. And I agree 100%. Like, Avengers Endgame and those Avengers movies, Infinity War and Endgame would not have been as enjoyable.
Star Wars and shit like that. Yeah,
even though I hated those movies, don't regret paying money to go see them in the movie theater.
Seeing things in true IMAX.
Oh, yes.
That's an experience that you can't have at home.
Agreed. I think we saw all the Batman movies in IMAX, Barry, didn't we?
Yeah.
The landscape is changing. So they should do a dual thing. Just say, hey, you want to watch it at home? You can watch it at home. When watching the movies, you can. The movie theater companies need to do more than just movies. They need to do something to keep them relevant. I agree with you that people are going to go to the movies to see certain movies. But how many of those movies come out? Or how many times in the year is something come out that you're like, I got to see this in the movie? The majority of people are like that.
And you went to go see Blade Runner. I went to go see that.
It was an experience.
That's what I'm saying. How often do movies come out like that? Like, can you name a movie right now? I got to see this in the movie
theater. I think the only one I would probably pay like that to see in a good format probably be Black Widow. I know you said out now, but coming out soon, Black Widow. Yeah.
But like the year before.
Nothing.
Like, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Those movies come out
Justice League. Well,
I'm going to tell you right now, like, the movie I'm going to see in the theaters, no questions asked, is going to be Dune.
I knew it was
going to be
I got to watch that. I can't watch that. Too many subtle things he does in his films not catch on the screen. I got a nice TV and a nice couch, and I can just lean back and check it out and rewind. That's, like, again, the movie theater experience, that's what I'm going to go for that. It's going to take a minute for it to get back to that level. I think in another year or two, it will get back to that point. But I think the heyday of them raking in $1 billion, no matter what they do, is long done.
Yeah, like, a lot of that was China money, which some of that's being questioned now.
Everything's up for question now.
Yeah, and I think right now, just with movies in general and the way that Hollywood's churning out stuff, I mean, people are just really churning out stuff to put that stuff on streaming because streaming needs content.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So why not make some money along with that if you put it out in the theaters and then throw it on the streaming for however long? I mean, it's really just right now just trying to make some money off of these movies that they've had likely on the shelf for almost 2 years because the movie was likely done and then 2020 hit, screwed everything up. And now with the slate of 2021 movies, you're trying to figure out when can you put stuff out? I'm like, oh, Quiet Place comes out May 27th. Like, how did that happen? Now, I still don't think that movie needed a sequel, but
it just did so well. They were just shocked by it. They can just do the money at him.
I mean, John Krasinski, he will get my money as long as he keeps putting out good content. That second season, Jack Ryan, not good.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the hell was going on with that. Like,
I was like, probably won't be any more seasons after that. So
I couldn't even finish that second season.
That first season is like kind of like 24.
Yeah, and it did a good job of updating the Tom Clancy property. So I was kind of shocked that they didn't smarten up and try to tie in the John Kelly movie into it somehow. Could have done something with that, but, you know, no, not thinking ahead.
Has anyone seen the Snake Eyes trailer?
Yeah, I saw the mess.
Let me take a look at this.
I saw that.
James.
It's got good action pieces for a trailer, but I'm almost positive the story's trash. Pretty sure the redhead Scarlet.
Wait.
The mask stays on.
Not for this. No, Henry, like, Golding.
Yeah. It's like, no.
Not him. Yes, Scarlet. They got Scarlet. They got the Baroness in this.
Wait.
Oh, my God. They got...
You know what? What was that movie that guy was in?
Crazy Rich Asians.
I give him my support.
Boy. I am all for, like, a...
He can be a leading role.
Oh, yeah, he definitely can. The whole point of Snake Eyes was that he was an American. Not only that, he was an American that got disfigured, got inducted into this ninja cult as a kid. Face is all fucked up.
I should not be seeing his face.
And it's just an armor. And, like, I'm like, come on, man. Fuck off, dude.
I should not be seeing his face. I should not.
Yeah, he shouldn't be talking. He doesn't talk. You don't see his face. You don't know what he is. You don't know what his nationality, his race is. You don't know anything. You know he's a dude. That's it. He's a guy. In this day and age, he might not actually be a dude.
Oh, man, I'm looking at the comments. Listen to this shit. Fans, I like Snake Eyes because he's silent and mysterious. Paramount, Let's show his face and have him talk. Fucking garbage.
I mean, yeah, there were other characters in G.I. Joe. They could have made this dude Duke or somebody. They could have done anything with it. They could have had Henry Golden play any other character. Doesn't matter. It didn't have to be Snake Eyes.
Well,
but you know,
the thing is that there just did not need to be another G.I. Joe movie. First of all, G.I. Joe is of a very particular generation. And even though they've had other cartoons, this is not Transformers. Transformers can transcend time. Whether it be the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, 2010s, 2020s. And it's kind of like the same thing with this He-Man thing. He-Man is of a very particular time. It does not work now.
I agree with you 100%. And the thing is that Transformers transcend time because, one, they've had popular cartoons
throughout each decade. And still consistent cartoons. There's still different iterations of Transformers.
Right, exactly.
I mean, nobody's going out to buy G.I. Joe toys. Matt has Transformers in his house right now.
Yeah, right. But before the Transformers movie, were people buying Transformers
toys? Yes. Yes.
No, they weren't.
They were. These weren't called Transformers then.
Matt, how many Transformers do you have?
Yes.
How many did you buy?
I have a lot.
And how many did you have
before the movie, before the first movie?
Before the first movie for the Michael Bay?
Yes.
I have a lot from when I was younger that is stored in my closet. Probably over 40. Don't ask me now.
And Matt goes on to Facebook Marketplace looking for people, searching for Transformers. He bought a Genesis that transformed into Megatron.
Well, name my first kid Megatron. It's okay.
No, you can play football.
G.I. Joe could work. But now, my problem with G.I. Joe nowadays is that the American military is viewed.
Yeah.
So
That's why it doesn't work. I mean, again, like He-Man, Thundercats, like those things don't work now. They just don't work.
I think He-Man would work.
Well, you'll find out. That apparently is not about He-Man. And I don't think that She-Ra reboot did too well.
No, it was pretty popular.
Voltron should have a live action movie.
They should have been had one. They should have been had one. And I think that's Universal too.
100%. Yes, Voltron.
I'm not surprised there's not a fan film of Voltron.
We've gotten recently is that Netflix series.
They finished that or?
I don't know. Done? I think I stopped watching it after.
I don't think I ever finished it.
A couple episodes after the.
I felt like caught up and then I haven't seen it. So,
shit.
So I think I watched the second season, but I only saw like 3 or 4 episodes and then, like, that was it. Like,
it picked up pretty good. They kind of figured out what they wanted to do in terms of wrapping it up. Yeah, they just started moving towards that like full speed ahead and then it just stopped.
Does anyone remember they were two Voltrons basically?
Yeah, they had the lions and then the cars and then the cars. They were three separate teams of cars that they can form into almost look like a spaceship. And then that was pretty cool. And then they had the lions and the lions were pretty nice. And it kind of reminded me of the Ronin Warriors where each one.
I remember.
Where each one had their power, or one was fire, one was water. It was almost like Captain Planet.
I mean, they basically didn't have to animate shit. All they had to do was pay for voice dubbing. Japan, they were just selling away their shit. That's why, like, original property for Robotech was called Macross. It's still going strong over in Japan, but they can't make any more Robotech shows. They can't bring it over here to the States because the company that created Robotech owns the rights, the distribution rights, the worldwide distribution rights. Harmony Ghost, so Sunrise is Toei, is the one who owns Macross. So they can release it in Asia, but the rest of the world, it can't be released to the rest of the world. It's got to go through a company called Harmony Gold. So they're like, well, fuck them. We're not going to license anything to them. They can't license anything over here in the States. So it's crazy. Yeah, because apparently like the cartoons back in the day had to be 90 episodes.
What?
That's why,
it was one season was 90 episodes because I had to come on every day, five days a week.
Yep.
I remember, man.
Transformers had a whole shit ton of episodes.
Yeah, it had five seasons.
Yeah,
four.
The Dinobots. Then you got Rodimus Prime. Then you got Optimus Prime back. It's all over the goddamn place. Good luck with doing that shit now.
Yeah, it's like I feel bad for some of these kids. They get stuff like Steven Universe. What the fuck is that shit called?
I'm actually disappointed they don't have a live action Voltron now. For real. The fuck? I'm actually pissed off.
It deserved to happen. We got Godzilla versus King Kong. Somebody should. I mean, again, we got the Power Rangers movie. It would have been fine if they didn't go the woke route.
I'm just saying, the closest you're going to come to live action Voltron movie is that Power Rangers movie.
It was really a bad movie. We did a podcast on that.
I didn't hate it.
I would watch it again if it came on, but I ain't going looking for it. It wasn't bad. The story wasn't that bad. I just didn't like some of the moments. Like, okay, we're doing a kumbaya moment. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it budgeted $105 million. It only made $142 million.
How much was the budget?
$100.
And how much did it make?
$142 million. Mm. Look at Box Office Mojo.
Okay, well, it made his money back.
Not really. Also hyped it up to no end. They had to pay for the actual license. So
if you said they made $140 million and it cost $100 million, they broke even with $100 million, but I see what you're saying with the other part.
Yikes. Open to $40 million. Yeah, it was never gonna get a sequel.
Were they expected to open like $100 million?
Yeah, you got to open it to like $100 million. Worldwide, it made $142 million.
Yeah, oh, worldwide? I thought it was domestic. Oh,
shit. Nope. Was never going to make that money back.
But my thing is, that movie shows that you could do Voltron. I don't know. Maybe Voltron is a generational thing. The kids now wouldn't know shit about Voltron.
When I have kids, they're going to be playing old school Nintendo. They ain't going to worry about PlayStation 6. Fuck PlayStation 6.
Okay, I don't know about that.
They're gonna have two fucking buttons. Jump, run.
Apparently that Demon Slayer movie's pretty good.
Yeah, I've been watching the anime. It's okay. That's the thing they're worried about again.
What?
Like Japanese manga is outpacing
it's overtaking comic books. American
Yeah, overtook it. Like the top 20 graphic novels sold are all Japanese manga.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, I mean, all these comic books went the woke route or gender bending or doing all this weird stuff, and people only identify with generally the classic characters with whatever's going on with Warner Brothers, and they've already been shutting down different lines of comics, so.
Shit, I'm worried about the Batman games now, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Should worry about J.J. Abrams getting his hands on Batman.
We're
going to talk about that, James. We're going to talk about that. All right.
It's a trigger warning for Keith. Somebody brought up J.J. Abrams.
Fucking, I feel bad for Batman now. I used to like say, fuck that dude. Now he's going to get J.J. Abrams. And people don't know, if you've been J.J. Abrams, that's like akin to getting...
Oh, shit.
If you've been Abrams or J.J., that means you got hit over the back of the head just with a bar of soap.
Wow, that sounds horrible.
Yes, Matt. It sounds horrible. I'm sure it feels even worse.
Got a cheek busted.
That's exactly what it is. So. That dude, he's doing Superman.
Let me get them cheeks.
Like, it takes a special kind of asshole for a movie to be announced and your name is on it to just trigger, like, the whole fucking internet. It was like J.J. Abrams is going to be working with Tadisha Coates to do a black Superman movie, and it's going to be a black Superman. Everybody got triggered from that.
Like they went from Zack Snyder to J.J. Abrams.
It's like, right? It's just like, what? How could you make an announcement like that, and it just generates nothing but dread? Nothing but, oh my God, this is a train wreck I just don't want to see happening. I mean, shit, Ryan Reynolds announces he's going to do Deadpool, and it's nothing but a celebration. We're going to bring in Cable. We're going to have someone who doesn't even look like Cable to play Cable. And it's nothing but celebration.
No, to tell you the truth, he did look like Cable.
You don't think he looked like Cable?
Well, I mean, Cable's supposed to be like 6 foot.
Well, he looked like Cable to me.
Outside of
the height and the physique, yeah. No.
Well, no, the physique, he got kind of swole for that shit.
Cable, he got like pretty big.
Six and shit.
Like, he's supposed to be like...
Is he a Keith?
Well, more like a Keith who lifted weights.
I'm talking about height. I'm talking about height. And what, Josh Rose, what, 5'10"?
If that much.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds about what, 6'2"?